有一次我们崇拜都看到我们前面有很多的小孩子啊，都是我们主日学的小孩子。
Every Sunday we see lots of kids at the front.
我们也知道我们很需要更多的人来参与主日学的服事，成为主日学的老师。
And we know that we need more people to come and serve in Sunday school and become Sunday school teachers.
所以将来你们也可能有机会去参与这样的服事。
So maybe in the future some of you guys can be Sunday school teachers.
有一个年轻人啊，同样的受到神的感动啊，星期天呢就去主日学帮忙教导主日学的孩子。
Now there was a young person who was moved by God, and he was called by God to become a Sunday school teacher.
那但是呢，他负责的那一班孩子呢，特别的顽皮。
But the kids in his class were extremely naughty.
特别这些小男孩啊，一看见新来的老师是非常的斯文的啊，非常的好的一个老师，他们很快就找到方法去欺负这个老师。
And when they saw this new teacher come, he was very quiet, he was very nice, so they soon found lots of different ways to bully him.
我们有没有这种的经验呢？
Have we experienced such things before?
不是被欺负的那个，我们有没有经验欺负老师？
Not being bullied, but have we ever?Bullied any teachers before?
在过了一阵子之后呢，这个老师开始灰心了，因为他觉得自己没有办法管好这些的孩子。
And soon after, this young person became very disheartened because he couldn't control the class.
所以他想离开了，不再做了。
And he wanted to quit and just not do anymore.
那所以在他最后一个主日学那个礼拜他决定下个礼拜不做了。这个礼拜呢，他就很早就到教会。
And on the last week that he was meant to be a Sunday school teacher, he came very early to church.
在那个早上呢，他无意中听到他班里面有两个小男孩的对话。
And on that morning, he accidentally heard a conversation between two boys in his class.
其中一个孩子呢说，你知道吗？听说老师已经辞工了，他不来教我们了。
And one of the boys said, "Did you know that our teacher actually resigned and is not going to be our teacher anymore?"
那另一个孩子说，不会的，他怎么会走呢？
And the other boy said, "No way, he would never leave."
因为他刚才来的时候啊，他告诉过我们说是神叫他来教我们的。
Because when he first came to us, he said it was God who called him to teach us.
他说他是神的人，他必须听神叫他做的事，所以他不会走的。
He is a person of God, and it was God who told him to teach us, so he would not leave us.
这个年轻人无意中听到了这一段对话听到了孩子们提醒了他是为什么来到这一个主日学来教书教学的。
This young man accidentally heard this conversation and he was reminded by the boys of the reason why he came to become a Sunday school teacher.
那是神的心意呼召他来的。
It was God's will and God's calling that called him to be a teacher.
而神也并没有告诉他说去做主日学的老师不会有困难的。
And God did not tell him that being a Sunday school teacher would be easy.
当他回头看到是谁在教他做一份工作的时候，他就决定继续的留在主日学里面去服侍。
When he realized who it was that was calling him to be a Sunday school teacher, he decided not to quit and continue teaching.
我想我们不论在哪一个服事岗位上面，如果我们清楚神对自己的呼召的话，在服事上面会有很不一样的感觉的。
I think that no matter what kind of role we have in church, if we are clear on our calling, then our attitude towards our role will be very different.
当然，另一方面，如果你的服事是没有经过祷告，也不清楚为什么要做这些事情，那有很不一样的结果。
And if your role and your calling, you have not prayed about it, then you will not be clear about why you're doing what you're doing.
在没有困难的时候，大家都是一样的服侍，没有问题。
When there are no hardships, everyone's serving is the same.
但是当困难来到，当麻烦来到的时候，如果你清楚的知道这是神叫你在那里的服侍的话，你就会很有力量的坚持下去。
But when you do meet hardships and you're clear that this is God, that this is what God wants you to do, then you will continue to persevere.
当然，如果你不清楚你为什么在那个位置的时候，你很容易就会放弃了。
But if you're unclear about why you're in your role, then you'll soon quit.
保罗就是一个很好的例子。
And Paul is an excellent example.
当我们看到使徒行传和今天我们讲的加拉太书的时候，他在传福音、在各地去建立教会的事工上面，他遇到很多别人的攻击，但是他没有放弃。
In Acts and Galatians, we can see that Paul, when he was spreading the gospel and doing and establishing the church, he met many forms of different attacks, but he never gave up.
加拉太书就是他为自己的呼召来辩护的。
Galatians is his own defense.
那我们今天继续看第二章的一到十节。
So let's look at chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
这里是保罗继续的讲述他自己的经历，来证明他所传的福音是对的。
So Paul continues to talk about his experiences to prove that the gospel he's preaching is correct.
那我们先一节节的看下去啊，在第一节。
So in verse 1.
过了十四年，我再次上耶路撒冷去，这次是和巴拿巴，并且带着提多一同去的。
14 years later, I went up again to Jerusalem, this time with Barnabas. I took Titus along also.
在上面一章啊，第一章十八节的时候呢，他讲到自己遇见耶稣之后啊，过了三年啊，在大马色遇到耶稣，三年之后才去到耶路撒冷见了基法，基法就是彼得啊。
Yep. So, before this verse in chapter 1 verse 18, Paul said he met Jesus.And it was another 3 years after that he went to Jerusalem and saw Cephas, which is another name for Peter.
而且呢，在那里呢，只住了十五天。
And he only stayed there for 15 days.
而第二次去耶路撒冷呢，就是这里讲的，在十四年之后再去耶路撒冷。
And the second time that he went to Jerusalem was 14 years later, which is now.
他在这里这样的讲，和这十几年只去了两次，而且时间很短，这是在证明他和耶路撒冷的使徒们的接触并不太多。
The reason why he tells us about like over such a long period, he only went to Jerusalem for such a short time, was to prove that his contact with the disciples there was not much.
他想去证明给大家听说，他一直在传的福音，他的来源不是在耶路撒冷的使徒们给他的，而是他直接从耶稣那里领受的。
This was to prove that the gospel he was preaching did not come from the disciples, but came directly from Jesus.
而这一次他去是，他是带上了巴拿巴和提多。
And this time he went with Barnabas and Titus.
巴拿巴呢是犹太人，是耶路撒冷派他出去传福音的。
Barnabas was a Jew and was sent out to spread the gospel.
另外一个人啊，后面的第三节会告诉我们，提多这个人是一个没有受割礼的希腊族的基督徒。
And the other person, Titus, was a uncircumcised Greek Christian.
那提多就是那一些反对保罗的犹太人啊，他的这个例子了，就是一个外族人信耶稣，但是没有受割礼。提多就是一个对象。
Titus was a good example of the people that the Jewish Christians were against, the people that Paul was preaching to, like the Gentiles.
那再看下去第二节。这里保罗说，我是顺从启示去的，在那里我对他们说明我在外族人中所传的福音，私下讲给了那些有名望的人听，免得我从前或现在都白跑了。
Verse 2 says, I went in response to a revelation and set before them the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles. But I did this privately to those who seemed to be leaders, for fear that I was...running or had run my race in vain.
保罗这一次去的目的，他是受圣灵的感动去赈灾的。
And the reason why Paul was going this time was because he was moved by the Holy Spirit to help out with the disaster.
在使徒行传里面记载呀，那段时间呢，耶路撒冷遇到了灾荒。
In Acts, it was recorded that during that time, there was a big famine in Jerusalem.
保罗呢，这一次是收集了各地教会给耶路撒冷的捐款，而拿着这些捐款送到耶路撒冷去。
And Paul had collected all these donations from all these different churches to send there.
那他也借着这一次机会呢，把自己怎么样在外邦人中传福音的经过和内容分享给那一些有名望的人听。
And at the same time, he wanted to share his experiences of spreading the gospel to the Gentiles with those famous people in Jerusalem.
那这里讲的有名望的人呢，就是教会中的一些的领袖，像后面提到的彼得啊、约翰啊、雅各啊这些的人。
Now these famous people were actually like the leaders of the church, like Peter, James, and etc.
他和这些有名望的人还分享了 这些的经历，他的目的呢，就是怕这里经文讲的，怕之前所做的福音的工作和打下的这些教会的根基啊，被那些别有用心的人破坏了。
The reason why he was sharing these experiences with the leaders of the church was that he feared that the gospel work he had done before and the foundation of the gospel would be destroyed by people who had ulterior motives.
那第三节继续谈，与我同行的提多虽然是希腊人，也没有强迫他受割礼。
And in verse 3 it says, yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised, even though he was a Greek.
那这里就是讲到，他去到耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷教会的领袖们也没有反对他的做法，认同他所传的福音是真理的，也没有强迫这个提多受割礼。
And meaning that the leaders of the church in Jerusalem did not object to his actions and did not force Titus to be circumcised. And this acknowledges that the gospel that Paul was preaching was the same as theirs.
那我们要问一个问题，就是。这些使徒们啊，耶路撒冷的领袖们，他们不反对保罗，那为什么又有其他的人来反对保罗呢？
So even when the leaders of the church did not object to Paul, then why still did the other people?
那第四节就告诉我们原因了，这里讲到，这是因为有些混进来的假弟兄暗暗的来侦查我们在基督耶稣里享有的自由，为的是要辖制我们。
So verse 4 says this matter arose because some false brothers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom we have in Christ Jesus and to make us slaves.
保罗所称的这些的假弟兄，也就是说他们不是真的基督徒，是混进来的。
Paul called these people false brothers, meaning that they are not true Christians, that they had infiltrated into the church.
犹太教和基督教最大的不同之处，就是在耶稣里的自由。
The biggest difference between Judaism and Christianity is the freedom within Christ.
对犹太人来说呢，得救的方法就是守律法和各种的礼仪，这个我们讲了很多，割礼就是其中的一个礼仪。
According to Judaism, in order to obtain salvation, one had to follow various laws and practices, and circumcision was on one of these.
所以犹太教徒是生活在律法之下的，因为他们要守律法。
So people who believed in Judaism lived under these laws.
而基督徒得救是完全靠着神的恩典，也就是基督的代死，代我们死，我们是凭着相信耶稣而得救。
But the salvation obtained by Christians is entirely by the grace of God. That is, Jesus died for us.
那保罗看到这一些混进来的假弟兄，他们的目的不是要不要割礼的问题，而是有关在基督里有没有自由的问题。
But Paul saw that the motives of these false brothers were not about whether you should be circumcised or not, but about the freedom within Christ.
相信耶稣的人不再活在律法之下，我们不再靠做一个好人而得救。
People who believed in Jesus no longer lived under these laws, but and we did not have to rely on being a good person to be saved.
这是有关福音的真理和根基。
This is the truth of the gospel and the foundations of it.
而那一些混进来的假信徒，表面上是基督徒，但是他们的里面实际上是犹太教徒。
So these false these false followers appear to be Christians on the outside, but inside they were in fact followers of Judaism.
他们希望基督徒也是在犹太教的范围之内的，受着犹太的律法约束的。
And they wish that Jesus would be within Judaism and become controlled by their laws.
这不是有关文化的不同，而是是不是真理的问题。
This isn't about differences in culture, but about whether it was about the truth.
所以呢，保罗在第五节说了，他说：“对这些人，我们一点也没有让步妥协，为要使福音的真理存留在你们中间。”
So if verse 5 says, "We did not give in them for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel might remain with you."
那再继续下去，我们再看经文第六、第七节，讲到至于那些被认为有名望的人，无论他们从前怎么样，都与我无关。神不以外貌取人，他们并没有给我增加什么，反而因为看见我受托传福音给没有割礼的人，就像彼得受托传福音给受割礼的人一样。
So verse 6 and 7 says, "As for those who seem to be important, whatever they were makes no difference to me. God does not judge by external appearance. Those men added nothing to my message. On the contrary, they saw that I had been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, just as Peter had been to the Jews."
这里讲保罗说啊，他说那些有名望的人没有增加他什么啊，没有增加他什么的意思是指福音的内容。
So Paul said the leaders of the church did not add anything to him, and by saying he did not add, he means did not add anything to his gospel.
他的福音，保罗的福音是耶稣亲自给他的，而上面讲到呢，他和耶路撒冷的使徒们并没有很多的接触。
And his gospel came directly from Jesus. And he mentioned before that he did not have much contact with the leaders of the church.
他从没有跟那些或者是从那个耶路撒冷教会的领袖那里得到更多或者是得到不一样的福音。
So he did not get anything extra or different from the leaders of the church in Jerusalem, like in regards to the gospel.
而是他们的来源，福音的来源是不一样的，但是他们是同一个福音。
So their gospels came from different sources, but are the same gospel.
所以继续第八节，他说：“因为运行在彼得里面，使他做受割礼者的使徒的那一位，也运行在我里面，使我做外邦人的使徒。”
So verse 8 says, "For God, who was at work in the ministry of Peter as an apostle to the Jews,was also at work in my ministry as an apostle to the Gentiles."
保罗是受耶稣的呼召去向外邦人传福音。
So Paul was called by Jesus to spread the gospel to the Gentiles.
而像彼得一样，彼得是受呼召向犹太人来传福音。
And just like Peter was called to spread the gospel among the Jews.
神的呼召不一样，方法也不一样。但是福音只有一个。
God's calling may be different, his methods vary, but there is still only one gospel.
受不受割礼是传统和文化上的不同，与福音没有关系。
Whether you are circumcised or not is a difference in tradition and culture. It's got nothing to do with the gospel.
当信耶稣的时候，在基督里是自由的，受不受割礼你都得救。
When you believe in Jesus, you are free in Him, and whether you are circumcised or not, you still get saved.
这是真理的原则。
This is the principle of the truth.
所以最后第九节说了，又知道我蒙了神的恩，那几位被誉为柱石的雅各、基法和约翰，就向我和巴拿巴伸出右手，互相许诺，我们要到外族人那里去传福音，他们要到受割礼的人那里去传福音。
So in verse 9 says, "James, Peter, John, those reputed to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the Jews."
伸出右手互相许诺呢，是教会领袖们认同保罗和他们的工作和在真理上的应用，就是认为保罗是对的。
So by reaching out their hand in fellowship, the leaders of the church recognized what Paul was doing and thought that he was what he was doing was right.
那只是在第十节上面那些教会领袖呢加了一个嘱咐，就是要纪念穷人，叫保罗。
So in verse 10 there is an additional injunction and that is to remember the poor.
也就是提醒保罗除了传福音之外还要有爱心。
And that is to remind him that apart from spreading the gospel, you also need love.
保罗说这也是他常常热心做的，因为保罗这一次上耶路撒冷就是为了送捐款给耶路撒冷的灾民。
Paul said that this is what he often does, and also the reason why Paul came to Jerusalem was to send the donations to the poor.
那经文我们讲完了，解释清楚了。那今天的经文能带给我们怎样的启发？能够提醒我们什么呢？
So that's the passage for today. So from that, what can we be inspired by, and what does it remind us of?
我们看第一点是。在真理上要有坚持。
So the first point is to persevere in truth.
当保罗看见那些假弟兄所做的事情要改变福音的真理，特别是在基督里的自由的时候，他一点都没有妥协。
When Paul saw what the false brothers were doing, that they were going to change the truth of the gospel, especially that of the freedom within Christ, he did not take a single step back.
上一次我们已经介绍了一个异端给大家认识啊，叫做真耶稣教会，大家还记得？
Last time we introduced cult to everyone called the Church of Christ.
把福音真理改变的人，就像保罗在一章八节啊，上一次所说的，就该咒诅。
So, people who change the truth of the gospel should just like Paul said in verse 8, they should be cursed.
在真理上面我们不能够有一点点的含糊。
When it comes to the truth, we should never be ambiguous.
如果有人改变因信称义的时候，我们必须要抗争到底。
If someone changes the truth of righteousness through faith, we would have to fight them to the end.
大家有听过一个人叫马丁路德吗？
Has anyone heard of Martin Luther?
他是十六世纪宗教改革啊，基督教改革的先锋。
He was a revolutionist in the church in the 16th century.
当时他看到整个欧洲的教会啊，把福音改变了。
And at that time, he saw that the entire church in Europe was changing the gospel.
特别是当时的天主教教会呢，他们在那个时候卖赎罪券。
And at that time, the Catholic Church was selling redemption scrolls.
就是说呢，如果你犯了罪，你怕受到惩罚的时候呢，你去教会花钱买赎罪券，神就会原谅你了。
So that's to say, if you sinned and you were scared of God's retribution, then you go to church and you buy this, and you would be forgiven.
这样的做法就是完全改变了因信称义、因信耶稣而得救的。
And so this completely changed the notion of being righteous through faith and that of being saved through believing in Jesus.
在那个时候，如果有人反对教皇或者是教会的话，是要被火烧死的。
At that time, if you went against the Pope or the Church, you would be burned to death.
但是马丁路德看到这种福音的改变的时候，他坚定地站起来，呼喊着要回到真理。
But when Martin Luther saw that the gospel was being changed, he stood up and called out to turn back to the real gospel.
而他的出现导致了整个宗教改革，也是使基督教从天主教里面走了出来。
So his appearance revolutionized the entire church and caused the Christian church to walk out from Catholicism.
有人说啊，基督教是天主教分裂出来的，因为在十六世纪以前，只有天主教，没有基督教。
So people say that the Christian Church came out from the Catholic Church because before the 16th century, that there was only the Catholic Church, there was no Christian Church.
那这话也没错。
This is not incorrect.
但是更正确的说是，天主教本来他们拥有很正确的福音真理。
But to be more precise, the Catholic Church originally contained the truth of the gospel.
但是当他们在欧洲越来越壮大，取得权力之后呢，便开始败坏了，把真理改变了。
But as it slowly grew in size and power, it became corrupted, and the truth began to change.
而一批持守真理的人，像马丁路德，他们就起来反对。
And a group of people who abided by the truth, like Martin Luther, stood up and rebelled.
他们脱离了已经败坏的天主教，回到保罗和使徒们所传的福音真理。
They left the corrupted Catholic Church and returned to the truth told by Paul and the disciples.
这就是基督教的起源，不是改革家们他们创了一个新的宗教，而是回到原来的真理上面。
So this is the origin of the Christian Church. It wasn't that the revolutionists created a new religion, but that it returned to the original truth.
第二点，我们继续看下去是在提醒我们的。在传统中我们有尊重。
So the second point is respect in tradition.
当保罗看到假弟兄的意图他必须为真理来辩护，让人搞清楚什么是真理。
When Paul saw the motives of the false brothers, he had to fight for the truth and let people understand what was the truth.
所以呢，他用提多来做一个例子，就是他没有受割礼，目的是要让人清楚真理是怎样。
So he used Titus as an example, someone who was uncircumcised. This was to show people clearly what the truth actually was.
但是在《使徒行传》另一个例子当中十六章保罗记载了保罗后来为一个犹太和希腊的混血儿提摩太行了割礼。
But in Acts chapter 16, it records that Paul later on circumcised a half Greek, half Jewish person named Timothy.
为什么保罗坚持不给提多受割礼，后来呢又给提摩太行割礼呢？
Why did Paul insist on not circumcising Titus, yet later on circumcised Timothy?
是不是他后来又不持守真理了呢？
Did he not uphold the truth?
那这就是保罗对真理能够深入的理解和应用。
This was in fact a reflection of how deep Paul understood the truth and its applications.
他坚持不让提多割礼，是因为那时候呢，大家对真理不是很清楚。
He insisted on not circumcising Titus because at that time people were unclear about the truth.
到底什么是活在律法之下，什么是在基督里的自由？保罗要使用提多这个例子来解释清楚。
Exactly what was living under the law and what was freedom through Christ. Paul used Titus as an example to explain.
到了后来了，《使徒行传》十五章，那个所有教会都清楚了这一点，都知道基督里是自由的，这样已经成为教义之后呢，后来保罗又愿意为提摩太行割礼。
So in Acts chapter 15, when everyone became clear onwhat the truth was, and after understanding this, only then did he agree to circumcising Timothy.
因为在这个时候，行不行割礼，大家已经明白，它不关乎得不得救的问题。
Because at that time, whether you were circumcised or not, did not affect whether you were saved.
割礼只是犹太人中间的一个文化和传统，不再是真理上的争端。
Circumcision was only a form of tradition and culture within the Jewish society.
所以呢，保罗在那个时候愿意去尊重犹太人的文化传统
so,
让那个的提摩太来受割礼。
So that's why Paul agreed to honor the Jewish culture and circumcise Timothy.
今天我们看到我们有很多不同的教会
Today we see all kinds of different churches everywhere.
很多跟我们圣公会的传统礼仪都不一样。
Many are different to our Anglican church.
这并不代表他们是错的，我们是对的。
That does not mean that they are wrong and we are right.
只要分辨他们在基本的教义上面有没有不一样。
We must just determine whether they are the same on their teachings of Christ.
如果在真理上没有不一样的时候呢，我们就要尊重别人的文化传统。
If there are no differences on the truth, then we must honor their tradition and culture.
因为他们所受的呼召跟我们不一样。
Because their calling is the same as ours.
他们有他们的福音对象，我们有我们的福音对象。
They have their targets to spread the gospel to, and we have ours.
就算在我们教会当中，我们有六堂不同的崇拜啊。
Even in our own church, there are six different services.
甚至我们中文堂也有两堂的崇拜啊，一堂在这里，一堂在那边。
And Mandarin congregation has two services.
这就像保罗去外邦人中传福音，彼得在犹太人中传福音一样。
This is like when Paul went to the Gentiles to spread the gospel, and Peter.Spread the gospel to the Jews.
我们都拥有同一个福音，但是我们受呼召的不一样，我们用的方法不一样，我们也去到不一样的人群当中。
So we all have the same gospel, but we have received different callings and are using different methods to reach various groups.
而在这个不同之中，我们需要去互相的尊重，互相的体谅和支持。
But we must honor, support, and understand each other.
这最后一点呢，就是。在福音里，保罗能够提醒我们要有爱心。
So the last point is love within the gospel.
耶路撒冷的领袖们呢，认同保罗的福音，但是提醒他要纪念穷人。
So the leaders in Jerusalem acknowledged the gospel Paul was preaching. And verse 10 reminds Paul to remember the poor.
也就是提醒我们在我们的信仰生命，在我们传福音或者带领啊教导团契的时候。要有爱心的在做。
And it also reminds us that when we are living out our faith, spreading the gospel, leading and teaching, we must also have love.
神是爱，我们在传福音的过程当中，如果只是讲道理，没有爱心，是行不通的。
God is love, and if we only talk about the teachings and know love when we spread the gospel, then it won't work.
传福音不是为了赢得一场的争论，而是要带人到基督里来。
Spreading the gospel is not simply to win an argument, but to actually lead people to Christ.
传福音的目的呢，不是去表明你是对的，他们是错的。
Spreading the gospel is not about proving that you are correct and that they are wrong.
而是传递一个福音的真理。
It is to spread the truth of the gospel.
而在这节的经文当中，它更涉及了一个另一个对基督徒生活上面的一个很重要的议题。
And this passage also links onto another important point in the lives of a Christian.
就是基督徒对社会关怀的责任在哪里？
And that is the responsibility of Christians to our society.
在过去一个世纪当中啊，很多的基督教的团体，他们为了关怀社会，关怀穷人，他们就组织了一些的组织去帮助这些有需要的人。
So in the past century, we've seen that many different Christian organizations have formed small groups to help people in need all around the world.
譬如说，可能大家听过的救世军啊、乐施会啊、宣媒会啊，这些很多很多的社会服务的机构。
So for example, you may have heard of the Salvation Army, Oxfam, and World Vision.
在一段时间之后啊，这一类的组织慢慢演变成他们只做慈善的事情，而把福音给去掉了。
But soon after, many of these groups are now simply charity organizations, and they have forgotten about the gospel.
那这种情况呢，给了我们这些福音派的教会啊，有一些的恐惧。
So this kind of situation have placed fear into the gospel church.
很多的教会呢，就怕像那些机构一样，做了太多的社会关怀之后呢，就失去了福音。
They fear that by doing too much for society, that they will lose the gospel.
甚至呢，有些人提出了说。救人的生命没有用的，你去帮助这些穷人没有用的，因为他还会死吗？
And they're even suggesting that saving people's lives is pointless because they will eventually die.
只有救他的灵魂，就是跟他传福音，才是最有用的，这才是唯一要做的事情。
And you only need to save people's souls because that's what is eternal.
那所以呢，在教会呢，又走向另一个极端，就是只传福音而不关心社会。
So now some churches are walking to the other extreme where they only spread the gospel and do not care about their lives.
这种现象呢，很可惜的讲，就是在我们的华人教会、华人世界的教会当中非常的明显。
Now this kind of pattern is even more clear in the Chinese churches.
华人教会很多时候我们只注重救人的灵魂、传福音，很少对贫穷人或者有需要的人主动的提出帮助。
Now Chinese churches mainly only focus on saving people's souls and rarely actively offer help for the poor.
但很多时候是被动的，别人需要帮助的时候才去帮助。
Many times it's very passively, and only when people ask for help that they will give it to them.
很少去主动关心这个社会上面所发生的不公义的事情。
And they rarely actively care about the injustices in our society.
这是另一个极端的偏差。
This is another form of extreme nature.
一个不会关心身边有需要的人，看不见别人需要的人，他所传的福音有什么用呢？
If someone can't see the needs of people around them and do not care for them, then what is the point of spreading the gospel?
当一个人我们接受耶稣基督，我们成为基督徒之后，我们就有神的生命，我们能进入神的国度里面。
When someone accepts Jesus and they obtain a new life and enter God's kingdom,
那在基督徒的身上，我们是需要在这一个不义的世界里面去显出我们身上个人的公义，并且要传播这一种的公义。
And therefore we should not only demonstrate justice, but also to spread justice to all those around us.
作为上帝国度的子民啊，我们需要饥渴慕义啊，要先求他的国和他的义。
Being a citizen of the kingdom of God, we must not only thirst for righteousness, but to also seek God's kingdom and His will.
要注意的是，我们不是说只是在教会里面去展现这一种公义的生活出来。
But please note that this is not to display this righteousness in our church.
而是在这一个不义的世界上面去展现出来。
But to display them in this unrighteous world.
当我们在这个世界上面展现出公义的时候，我们才配得上说是世界的世上的盐，是世上的光。
When we show justice to in the world, then we can fulfill the idea of being the salt and the light of the world.
所以传福音和社会关怀两个不是对立，不是分割的，他们是一体的。
Spreading the gospel and taking care of the world are not separate things; they are together.
来感谢主，上个星期我们知道我们的弟兄姐妹有一些的人参加了为海地捐款的一个晚会。
Thanks be to God that last week some brothers and sisters participated in a donation concert for Haiti.
这就是我们的社会责任。
This is our responsibility to society.
我们当中也有很多人现在正在长期支持着缅甸儿童院里面的小孩子。
And many people among us are supporting children in the orphanages in Burma.
这也是我们正在尽社会的责任，把神的爱和公义在世上来彰显。
This is also another way of taking up our responsibility to society, demonstrating God's love and righteousness in this world.
我相信在我们身边，在我们身处的这个社会上面，还有很多很多社会上不公义、不公平的事情。
I believe that in our lives we can see that there are still many injustices in the world.
而我们需要去展现神的公义。
And we should show God's righteousness.
福音和爱心，我们两样都需要。
Gospel and love, we need both.